This is Radio Nepal. I am Hussain. Stressed with the news, the headlines first. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee Chair Ram Hari Khatiwara resigns. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs concerned bodies to take action if irregularities are found in the delivery of public services. International Youth Day marked organizing various programs in Nepal as well. President Ramchandra Portal says the responsibility of building prosperous nation lies on youth. And European leaders warn against Ukrainian borders being redrawn by force ahead of Trump-Putin summit on Ukraine war. Now the news in detail. Ram Hari Khatiwara, chairperson of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives, has resigned from his post. Requesting time during today's meeting at the House of Representatives, Khatiwara announced his resignation as committee chairperson, realizing his responsibility, as the word responsibility was used in the report. He stated that he has been adamant that a cooling off period should be implemented for government employees from the beginning and will continue to be so in the future. Khatiwara said that despite a lot of pressure and influence during the drafting of the bill, a provision of a 2-year cooling off period for government employees was unanimously included. He admitted that even though the error in the civil service bill was not his fault or that of the members of the State Affairs Committee, it was a weakness not to look into the bill in depth in the final form. The Parliamentary Inquiry Committee had concluded that there were serious errors in the report on the civil service bill passed by the State Affairs Committee. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has spoken the need of promoting good governance as a mega campaign to address the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Addressing a program organized by observing the 24th establishment day of the National Vigilance Center at the Simhadarbar today, the Prime Minister called for considering the directive principles of the Constitution and ensuring prompt services to the citizens by refraining from corruption and irregularities. The head of the government said the entire state mechanism should be equally vibrant in terms of promoting transparency in the state deliveries and guaranteeing the citizens' right to access such services. International Youth Day has been marked by organizing various programs across the globe, including Nepal, today with the theme Local Youth Actions for the SDGs and Beyond. In Nepal, this day is being marked since 2073 Bikram Sambat at the call of the National Youth Council. According to the UN, a resolution proclaiming the 12th of August as International Youth Day was adopted by the first session of the World Conference of Ministers responsible for youth in 1998. The recommendation was subsequently endorsed by the 54th session of the UN General Assembly in 1999. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Portal has said the responsibility of building prosperous nation lies on youths. Addressing a program organized at the National City Hall on the occasion of International Youth Day 2025 today, the President hoped the youths are now competitive enough to take on the responsibility of building a prosperous Nepal and shaping its bright future. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said the Digital Nepal Framework DNF 2.0 would be enforced this year. The DNF 2.0 was prepared and it would be submitted to the Council of Ministers seeking endorsement for implementation. Minister Gurung shared in the meeting of the Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the National Assembly today. The committee held a meeting to know about the efforts the ministry was making to adopt and foster digital governance. For the enforcement of the second version of DNF, the government has estimated the cost of 107.50 billion rupees. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the concerned ministers to ensure effective management and supply of chemical fertilizers, thereby supporting increased agricultural production. In a meeting held today at Simhadarbar with Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Ramnath Adhikari, and Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, the Prime Minister issued a three-point directive calling for a substantive action within the next 3 days. The Prime Minister's directive includes launching a nationwide campaign for the production and use of compost and organic fertilizers, introducing a subsidy policy proposal to support the campaign, and preparing a study framework for establishing a chemical fertilizer factory within the country that helps preserve and enhance soil fertility. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Play Store वा App Store बाट सजिले नेपाल टेलिकम को App डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ.
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The presence of chicken anemia virus CAV has been confirmed in Chitwan following a study conducted by the National Avian Disease Investigation Laboratory in the past 3 months. Chief of the laboratory, Dr. Bijay Kumar, confirmed that the virus was detected in poultry samples through rigorous testing. Out of 92 samples tested, 31 showed signs of infection, which causes immune suppression in chickens. While the virus is not expected to cause direct or significant harm to human health, Dr. Kumar emphasized the importance of vaccination as a preventive measure against the virus to protect poultry health. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. European leaders have warned against Ukrainian borders being redrawn by force 2 days before a US-Russia summit on Ukraine is due to take place in Alaska, the BBC says. In a statement, European leaders said the people of Ukraine must have the freedom to decide their future. It added the principles of territorial integrity must be respected and international borders must not be changed by force. The statement was signed by 26 of 27 leaders. Missing from the signatories was Hungary's leader Viktor Orban, who has maintained friendly relations with Russia and has repeatedly tried to block European Union support for Ukraine. US President Donald Trump has insisted that any peace deal would involve some swapping of territories and could see Russia taking the entire Donbas region in eastern Ukraine and keeping Crimea. In exchange, it would give up the Kherson and Zaporizhia regions, which it partially occupies. The US and China have extended their trade truce for another 90 days, just hours before the world's two biggest economies were set to raise tariffs on each other, according to the BBC. On Monday, US President Donald Trump signed an executive order to keep the pause in place until the 10th of November, while Beijing also announced an extension. It means the US will hold its levy on Chinese imports at 30%, while China will keep a 10% tariff on American goods. Washington had threatened trade taxes as high as 145% on Chinese products earlier this year, with Beijing hitting back with 125% duties on US shipments. The rates for both countries were scaled back after a round of trade talks held in Geneva in May. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy in Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of Madhes province and hilly region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee Chair Ramhari Khatiwara resigns. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs concerned bodies to take action if irregularities are found in the delivery of public services. International Youth Day marked organizing various programs in Nepal as well. President Ramchandra Pawarel says the responsibility of building prosperous nation lies on youths, and European leaders warn against Ukrainian borders being redrawn by force ahead of Trump-Putin summit on Ukraine war. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.